Seches Meiser Sheni, Perek Dalad Mishnah Zayin, Hapodet Meiser Sheni, Velo Kara Hashem. A person goes to redeem at Meiser Sheni and does not say that I'm using this to redeem at Meiser Sheni. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Dayo, it's enough, it works. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tzarech Lefaresh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to say it straight out. The Rav says, we follow Rabbi Yossi in this halacha. Hayim medaber im isha al iske gita v'kiddusha. What happens if a person is speaking to a woman about her receiving a get or being mekudeshes? V'nasan la gita v'kiddusha v'lo faresh. And he gives her her get and kiddushin from somebody else. He doesn't say what's what. Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayo. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tzarech Lefaresh. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's enough. She is divorced and then she is married. And Rabbi Yehuda says that this is not the case and he needs to explain what's going on. If the person says this is your get, or talking about your get, talking about your kiddushin, and then he gives her the two items, we can understand that there's a concept known as reglayim ledavar, that this is what he was talking about, that from the context of the conversation, we know what's occurring. However, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's enough. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this is not the case, and he has to explain exactly what's going on. Maseches Meiser Sheni, Perek Dalad Mishnah Ches, Hameniach Isar V'Achal Alav Chetzio. Person has an Isar of Kedushas Meiser Sheni, is a silver coin worth an Isar, and is transferring the Kedusha from the coin onto the fruit and eating it in Yerushalayim. V'Halach L'Makom Acher, and he goes to another place, V'Hari Hu Yotze B'Punjon. And he now has a coin which is a Punjon, because the coin is increased in value. He goes someplace else and finds out that his coin has changed in value. It's doubled in value. It's now worth 2 Esar as opposed to 1 Esar. So he ate off half of the Kedusha of his coin, and then the coin doubled it in worth. So half of the coin's value is Chol, half of it is Kodesh, and now the coin doubles in value. So how much does he have to eat? The Mishnah says, Ochel Alav Od Isar. Because the coin is doubled in value, he has to eat half of the coin's worth in Meiser Sheni again. And even though the coin was originally an Isar, and he ate half an Isar, now it's worth 2 Isar, and he's eaten half, so there's one more Isar left of Kedushas Meiser Sheni, and that is what he must eat. Haminach pundion va'achal lav chetzio. What happens if you have the same 2 Isar coin and you're eating Meiser Sheni? You eat half of it and all of a sudden the currency deflates. Halach l'makom acher, you go someplace else, hari hu v'isar, and it's worth only 1 Isar. How much do you have to eat? Well, we use the same rule of thumb that you're going to be eating the market value of whatever you've done. So you've eaten half of your coin, and now the coin tumbles in value, so now it's only worth 1 Isar as opposed to 2. So you have to eat one more half an Isar of Meiser Sheni. The Mishnah continues on a similar discussion dealing with the completion of Meiser Sheni coins. Isar shel Meiser Sheni, if I have an Isar of Meiser Sheni, Ochel alav Chad asar be'isar ve'chad me'meya be'isar. So, this is a very difficult portion of the Mishnah. Many Mephoshim are stumped. Rav Kehati brings the Rav and the Rambam with a similar explanation, so we're going to follow their explanation, although there are other explanations out there. The Mishnah begins by saying that when you're eating your Meiser Sheni slowly off of a coin, and you leave a certain amount, which is less than a halachically significant price, which we term a Shava Pruta. Shava Pruta in halachic parlance means that it does not have any halachic monetary significance. So, if whatever is left on of Kedusha on a coin, if it's less than a Shava Pruta, it's as if the coin no longer has the Kedusha left on it. Therefore, Stam Mishnah, the Tanakhama, explains that if you have 1/10 of an Isar, or 1/100 of an Isar, one of those left on your coin in Kedusha will make the coin no longer halachically Kadosh, and it will return to its normal state as a coin. So the Rav explains that 1/10 is the value for... The Rav explains that the first value that the Stam Mishnah says, which is 1/10, is speaking about Maaser Sheni of Demai. It's a question of Suffolk that we don't know whether or not Maaser Sheni was taken from this. And out of Suffolk, out of doubt, I am doing this pidyon, this transference of Kedusha. So once I reach 1/10 left on my Isar, then the Kedusha is abrogated and we no longer have Kedusha on this Isar. The second case of 1/100, the Rav says, is dealing with a case of Maaser Sheni Vadai, when I definitely have Maaser Sheni and I definitely need to redeem it. Once I reach the 1/100th mark, that is when my coin reverts to Kedusha. Beis Shammai, Omrin, Beis Shammai argues, says, Hakol Asara. Beis Shammai says, no, everything is 1/10. Once you hit that 1/10th point, it disappears. Beis Hillel, Omrin, Beis Hillel says, Bevadai, Echad Asar, V'demai Asar. Beis Hillel says, no, when I have Maaser Sheni, it's 1/11, and with Demai, it's 1/10. The Rav explains the reasoning for this is due to our Chomesh rule. If we remember, our Chomesh rule is that whenever you have Maaser Sheni of your own that you're going to redeem, you have to add an extra fourth. This extra fourth means the equivalent of 5/4 of anything you have to pay over the top, such that I have a certain amount of produce, and if that I'm trying to redeem that produce, I have to buy it at its market value plus an extra fourth of its market value, and that is how I will redeem it. So 1/10 of an Isar is less than a Shava Pruta, according to Beis Hillel, in Maaser, because it's a direct correspondence. But in terms of adding our Chomesh, that would have to be 1/11, because that makes the price of the produce go up, and as a result, that would force the value to be under a pruta, and that would make it of less than halachic value, and therefore make the coin no longer having any Kedusha on it from Maaser Sheni, as the Kedusha's value would be less than a Shava Pruta, which is less than 1/8 of an Isar coin, and therefore it would be Nischalal, and would no longer have any Kedusha on it. It would revert to being your regular average silver coin.